Art, what do you think is going to make the difference in this game?
I know fans love the player-to-player matchups, and that's certainly valid, but I think this comes down to coaches. I think Sean Payton of the Saints and Pete Carroll of the Seahawks are two of the best in the game, and they have to take completely opposite tacks in this game because Sean Payton has a vested interest in making sure that his players remember every excruciating moment of the 34-7 loss at the Kling. And then Pete Carroll has to do the opposite. He has to say, forget that game. It didn't happen. Never mind. You know, because he has to guard against overconfidence and Payton has to guard against intimidation. And so they want to make sure that each approach creates a mental edge for the team. Now, in the strategic part of the game, Carroll let it slip a little bit on a Monday press conference where he said, we've got a few things in store that the Saints haven't seen.
Uh-huh.
That's what he has to do. And conversely, the Saints have to try to play up to the level that the Seahawks had on December 2nd. The Seahawks have to play a little bit better than what they did in order to prevail in this game. So both from a mindset standpoint and a strategic standpoint, this game really does revolve around two very good coaches.
Who do you think can do each of those things better?
I think Seattle has an edge from the standpoint of the intimidation factor, not only from the crowd, but from the previous result. And I also think that Pete Carroll has been keeping his powder dry in terms of some aspects of the offense. And when you get into a do-or-die game like this, and perhaps next week should the Seahawks win, you've got to be able to pop some things, and I've seen them in practice, that nobody has seen from the Seahawks this year. So that could be a lot of fun, and I think that edge belongs to Seattle.
One of the other things you and others have seen in practice this week has been wide receiver Percy Harvin. He could be the X factor if he plays.
This would really be a dramatic moment in this game when Harvin enters it because he is, for those who haven't followed him, the fastest player in the NFL. We saw a glimpse of it in the one game that he played after hip surgery where he blew through the kick return defense of the Vikings, and he also had a great one-handed catch. So this may be a very dramatic storyline Saturday, is the return of Percy Harvin and what he means to an offense that's been a little bit stagnant. Russell Wilson would love to get Percy Harvin one-on-one down the field, and if he does that, we're going to have another earthquake at the Kling.
Well, I know a lot of fans must be hoping that the penalties are kept in check.
Yes, that's been a notorious irritant for Seattle fans. And part of it is what Pete Carroll's philosophy is, which is it's kind of the cost of doing business. If you're going to be an edgy, aggressive team, you're going to have more penalties than normal. What he really hates is the after-the-whistle penalties, the unsportsmanlike conduct, personal fouls for hitting or taunting or trash-talking. He's really fighting to get that erased. And probably accepts the rest as the cost of doing business.
So when it comes down to it, who do you think is going to win?
I think Seattle's going to win in a close game, and then they get to play the winner of San Francisco, Carolina. I really hope it's going to be the 49ers because it's going to be a great week of anticipation for the clash of the Titans that following Sunday.
All right, Art, we'll wait and see.
My pleasure.
Thanks. KPLU sports commentator Art Teal joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download Sports with Art Teal and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.